með blöndu kútur fremst í vatnum og maður með þeim aftan ég stýra. Það myndu að þreyttur að fára. Réttu þeim upp út. Það er svo fyrst.
You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Live improvised sound experiment collaged while you're listening. You are in the collage. 512-472-5667. You'll be placed directly on the air. 4725667 to participate.
One full dollar. Thank you to him.
What's that about? 8, 9, 10?
Well, after you turn off PayPal's fee, you're down to about 35p. 40p.
It is better than I'm greatly thankful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Especially considering that I had to up the bandwidth.
Since you're the RPG
fell over this morning, yes. It's due to bandwidth limitations. That's disgusting. I've almost doubled the bandwidth now, that's what you
do. Alright.
It's gone from 9 gig, which is odd, because I'm not sure I was on 14.
You're on 14, they must have forgotten
to 17, yeah. So we should be okay.
Yes, they must have forgotten, and I didn't get an email.
You might want to check, you can do an email at 8%.
Yeah, I've set it all prime now again, which is nice of them. Anyway, you rested in a laboratory after setting off a number of traps.
My name is Dexter.
No, it's not Dexter's laboratory. Oh, we'll catch you yet. Go on, do it.
No.
There are fans out there who want to hear your Dexter's.
No,
Dexter's
I have to go away and practice for like 5 minutes and come back.
No,
I can't spoil it.
No. You'll see it eventually.
Right, so we're in A47, yeah?
You are in A47, which is a laboratory. Tables, more chairs. It doesn't seem to have sustained major damage, and it has a sort of antechamber. Which is kind of like a workshop on the floor.
Did we rest there for the night?
You did.
We did, right.
So we'll let you get away without rolling on the creature beast table. Oh, thank you, kind.
This tape is geared to help assist you in achieving a deep, restful, and restorative sleep.
However, I think just to make it more interesting, I'm using the random encounters a little more. It recommends I roll once an hour.
We never get anything done once an hour.
You wouldn't. You'd be walking down a corridor and something would jump out. And some things that jump out are pretty much the same as the things you walk in and do anyway.
Okay.
So, all good.
I remember Swedish Diamantle.
Can we invent a small kind of gnome with lots and lots of magical items who's trying to fix sexy?
Oh, help me! Help me with my large sack of magical items I can't carry.
We want to help him with his large sack.
Only magic.
Right.
Okay.
So, right, we're going to kind of use this map.
We found a hollow. Yeah, we found a hollow secret door.
One of the secrets to achieving a state of relaxation is to first realize that relaxation is not something you do. It is already a natural state of your being.
There's
not jump into some horrendous.
Yes, that was the thing. I jumped into the higher ups than that.
You've got a door here, which is a big, shiny, impressive door of big wings.
And just like drinking, he said, I gave it up. And that, and only that, has made all the difference.
That one links up to the part of that map. You've got a door that's down there out of that long corridor. So you can probably find yourself in the skilled down version of the map. You actually get your bearings a bit better than my shuttle.
Awakening.
Oh.
Towards the GM.
As always. Yes.
No. That's probably where I read them. I read that instead of 8 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's my notes? Where were we?
Session 6. You are in room A47, according to session 9 notes from last time. Or at least that was the last room you interacted with.
So the one with the forge in the corner.
Bottom south, east, west corner, doesn't make sense.
It's there, I know where you're at. You're on the floor.
Anyway,
Dungeons and Dragons! We are brave adventurers!
I was only trying to prove a point. Anyway.
Okay, we have successfully defeated this room! XP!
Ka-ching! You all feel slightly stronger.
Yes!
The art of relaxation is really about removing the obstacles that keep your natural state from functioning easily and effortlessly in your life.
It's just, this is like this charm.
Cleansing God, we have cleaned this room.
Now we
have
it.
G-E-M-T-E-E-L, Cuteel, Refine, D-E-M-T-E-E-L, Kid. Elegantly styled,
I want you to make a commitment by
entertaining or belonging to high society. Nearly 17th century, from the French gentil, which at the time meant noble, polite, graceful. Originally genteel meant possessing the qualities of those of high birth and good breeding.
All you need to
that
do
definition
to
is still listed
tape,
in current edition. But today, genteel usually suggests an excessive or affected refinement. And the word is often applied to someone or something that is trying to appear socially or intellectually superior. Word 18. Genteel.
And so we are ready to begin. I want you to find yourself now preparing to go to sleep.
Four, seven, two, five, six, six, seven. 512-472-5667. Provide input, output. Your input becomes our output. Contribute on the air, live. Telephone 472-5667.
Closing your eyes gently as you lie quietly in your bed.
Kill behind
all of them, probably eventually. If you
systematic,
want.
Go around from one side to the other.
If we start at the west, we might see if it joins up with some of the other rooms.
That's a plan now. That is almost a plan.
That's why he probably has more intelligence than me.
Oh no. The door to this room is open. All the doors here are open.
All the doors are open.
All the doors are open.
The dwarf doesn't like it.
Are you looking in?
Yeah.
It's
spring
closing. It's got... Yeah, it needs
no,
to be...
It's not fire doors.
No, not fire doors.
There's no fire in this dungeon.
Well, you think we should just start a small fire waiting for the alarms to go off and then point to the exit. And wouldn't that be handy?
We haven't seen anything from it.
No. Exit.
Outdoors,
I'd
probably be lots of nice fish. I don't have any natural enemies.
It's a listening party!
Even where the ruins are looking like this. It's sort of a big circle.
You're spoiling our fun.
In the northwest corner.
We're going to have a debate about not splitting the party.
No splitting the party. Next my left.
Why not?
Yeah, I've seen that picture as well.
Any final adjustments to your body so that your body will know that it is time to relax. Thank you.
number 725667. You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Live, improvised, happening while you're listening, happening only in the time that it's happening, and also available afterwards, archived on the internet, counterfolk.com/lastever. Each show posted online, each week, after it happens, each week, available there. There's even a way you can click on the appropriate place and use the appropriate thing to get the show to automatically come to your computer every week, whether you want it to or not. And whether you want to be on the air or not, you can call 472-5667 and you will be on the air or not. Contributions and participation actively welcomed and encouraged. Send them to 472-5667 right now. That's also every Tuesday from 6 to 7.
Are you the original Ken?
Which Ken are you?
I would like to think I'm the next Ken. The Ken that hasn't been born yet.
Next of Ken?
The next of Ken, yes. How old are you?
Is this an inheritance issue?
I would wager to guess you're like 80 years old.
What is it that you don't like about Connecticut?
I love Connecticut. I mean, I've never been, but I certainly don't have anything against it. If anything, my experience of it makes me love it more. Because it's something new.
Full of love.
I don't know what has happened.
I don't know. What happened?
What has happened? Has something happened?
You still want
to. I think.
Anyway, you've got a good thing going here.
Where are you going?
I don't know. You tell me.
I thought that was you. I get the thing of the lines confused.
472-5667.
No.
It's just terrible. Like,
reverb optional. 472-5667, you'll be directly on the air.
Is that terrible?
No, I like it.
Which part is terrible?
I didn't say anything was terrible. You don't know that it was terrible.
It's something more here. What do you think about it? No, you said it was terrible.
What?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, oh, right.
Hello?
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Oh.
There's
I
this book.
Now, and I ask it,
and
seconds
it writes
online.
Itself.
Hello?
It's called Suicide Notes Failed.
Oh,
And then there's a sequel to that book. And it decomposes. It's called Suicide Notes Successful.
Can people write into that right now?
20 artists.
I think you have to dig a hole and find it.
Oh, I'll wait for the answer.
Can they write into it?
The flowers that bloom from the hole.
They can.
For about an hour or so from my house.
20 artists.
An hour. You could spend an hour on the phone.
Yeah, they could drive out, you know, away from the malls and...
I'm into the telephone.
Or marketplaces or whatever, and
into
melt the sweet blossoms.
The 472-5667. To contribute suicide notes. To share, to compare suicide notes. Sometimes, don't you wish, there were a resource?
Yeah, like a farewell tea. Or a new cologne based on Dutch East India goods. You know, like a sunken treasure, airtight on the beach, left by pirates. You know, pirates that had a brisk business in selling exotic birds and insects.
There's another suicide call coming in. How are you going to do it? No. The way it works, when you call 472-5667, call and wait. Wait as long as it may take. When you no longer hear ringing, then you'll be on the air. At 472-5667. Depending on what you would like to hear or say.
I know you can brush your teeth. Can you comb your teeth? Comb your teeth. And the dentist gives away candy.
Healing exercise by calling 472-5667. At some point, then, immediately. Maybe there's something you're thinking about right now. Maybe you'd like to say it to somebody. Maybe you'd like to say it to everybody. To everybody. You are everybody.
I am everybody.
How long have you felt that way?
Forever. Since forever. And I like it. Because it's chaotic. And delightful. And terrifying, and all at once. And it reminds me of the time when I was in love.
What?
Hello.
How come you're still?
No, that's not you.
I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I didn't hang up on you.
What? Brief reminders.
Yes. How many boring acts? How many minutes will we spend?
Reminders.
That reminders.
No boring acts.
No. Acts.
Never bored. No boring acts. Never bored.
It was 472-5667.
Something. There's a mic.
The thing that happened when the call was made, people were thinking about things and they said them. They sang them, they hummed them, Silence. Sometimes you wish there were more silence. Call and contribute the silence. Contribute to silence. Contribute two silences. How many silences?
There are no boring acts.
20 boring acts.
There are only boring actors. And I'm bored.
Why? I'm bored of acting like I'm not bored.
Boring actor.
I'm a boring actor.
Boring actor.
I have a boring accent.
You know, music is the cup
really
that holds the wine of silence.
Not to hang up.
And therefore, if you're going to get drunk, you have to turn all of this off.
Seven, two, five, six, six, seven. It's only what you make it. Plus what everyone makes it.
You enough to be a part of you. We hate you enough to burn it down.
If I said to you, a kitten smoking a pipe, wearing a monocle, and a bowler, you might not think that's funny. But if I showed you a picture of a kitten smoking a pipe, wearing a monocle, and a bowler, you'd probably laugh out loud.
Show us.
Yeah.
still.
My next principle I call giving up your personal history. And I learned it from a man named Carlos Castaneda, who once said that one day, he said, I finally realized that I no longer needed a personal history.
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, even if it is not Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Heard every Tuesday from 6 until 7 at night here, but also on the internet then and also later. Archived, delayed, relayed to you for 5 years. And 5 more years and 2 more years. This is the 12th anniversary of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to many years of archives of the live programs made. They're made differently. They sound different. Sometimes they sound the same because they are different. You can listen, you can pick, you can hear them, you can keep them, move them onto more permanent seeming devices. Round discs that record music for a few years until they rust. You can put those there. They're available at a web address, available now. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever, or you can search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. If you're inclined, technically, you can point an appropriate program to appropriate page there, and the shows will be sent to you every week. But this radio that you're using right now today, I'm only assuming. I will become more and more wrong as time goes on, but this moment, which is the only moment I know of, a radio is probably involved. Always here Tuesday from 6 to 7 until not. And all anyway, please send email and comments, reactions. 472-5667 is the email address to send to ken@counterfolk.com. Also use that webpage. Or not. Here the telephone number at the moment is 512-472-5667. If I'm saying that right when you're hearing it, then you can call it and speak. And you can speak to everyone. Calls to 472-5667 will be put directly onto the air. Here. There. Where? Hello.
mushrooms. Do you enjoy mushrooms?
Portobello, cremini. Portobello, cremini.
Well,
what?
I guess that depends on the type of car you buy.
Portobello.
I guess that depends on the type of car you buy.
You're repeating.
I guess sometimes if you go to skate parks, you can find lots of beautiful pancakes, swirls of lettuce, I guess, and cash returns.
Mushrooms and pancakes.
Yes.
Do you consider life a pancake?
Sometimes.
What do you put on your pancake?
Sometimes I put boots, other times I put syrup.
Do you consider your telephone a pancake?
Wow, that's a very good question.
Do you consider the question a pancake?
Wow, yes. That's a very good way to put it.
Do you consider the question a pancake? Do you consider the pancake a pancake?
Well, yes.
Oh, hold on a minute. Yes.
There was this horse, old horse.
Horse pancake?
Yeah, I was saying there's a horse.
How many?
Old horse, leaning up against the wall next to a wheelchair symbol and then an SUV or a Hummer or something plowed into the wall.
Yes, symbolism. A crashing symbol. A symbol of your pancake. What? When you call 472-5667, you speak until you stop speaking. You're aired until you hang up. You're on the air until you're not. What's that? What kind of machine?
Machine is on the way.
So you have
a machine. I'm a machine. Machine is on the way. Machine.
Bird, you know, could have been thinking, and then although the mother had earned it for years of manipulation, put her daughter, I thought, is this a harbinger, future generation gap, and projection, you know, future wars laid out by their head and the fathers?
4725667, thank you. Thank you for calling. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. To find out what sources were mixed in real time, in the time. Time is not real. The webpage has the information. Or maybe you have the information. Share that information if you have it.
Oh, wow. When a pest control service falls down in the woods and there is no one there to hear it, does it make a sound?
It's a very good pancake.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, hold on. What? No. The answer.
Go through this process of relaxation, I want you to particularly pay attention to every word I say.
Seek asylum on the radio. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ending soon. Happening now because now it is Tuesday. It is sometime between 6 and 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. Or happening on your computer. I don't know why. It just is. It just does. Archive now, or maybe some other way. Or in a text transcript, if you're reading the transcript of this show. K-E-N at counterfolk, FOLK.com. That's for the transcriber to send email. By which time the phone number 512-472-5667 might reach some other place. And the only way to know is to call. See what is reached. Please respond back before or after or during, electronically at 4725667 or electronically. Email Ken at counterfolk.com. Now, any Tuesday between 6 and 7, any other time, on the internet, archived. 12 years. 12 years? That's how old. I finally answered. 12 years old. 12 years now.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Just like drinking, he said, I gave it up. And that, and only that, has made all the difference in me.
Co-op?
You're on the air here at Co-op.
Holy smokes, man, I didn't know you were having a talk show.
Having a call-in show, and now, would you like to be off the air?
What's the issue?
The issue is being on the air and call-in shows. That's what we're talking about.
I was going to make a request.
Were you listening?
No.
Interesting. What was your request going... What was the nature of your request going to be, you non-listener?
Well, I was going to get Jay Robillard to play one of my tunes.
Oh, a request for a different time. You're going to request now for a later show.
Well, I wanted to...
Maybe Jay
Austin.
Maybe Jay is listening.
The war, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The call-in show here. Oh, right. And Ken's Last of Radio Extravaganza will return to Tuesday from 6, Tuesday at 6, Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. This show, it'll shortly be over. You can hear on the internet. Oh, you can hear it afterwards, not yet, because it's not done. In a couple of days, maybe, it'll be on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. And many, many, many other shows are there as well. Many years worth. Not exactly 12 years worth, but you can read about 12 years worth. The show is over now. Thanks for listening. Ken@counterfolk.com. Address counterfolk.com/last ever. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.